Hawk is on the air at 101.5 FM.
Hi, this is Kate Lush, and you're listening to Blue Source International with the amazing Ken Wallace.
Kate Lush from Down Under, what a great voice she's got. And we've got a very special feature in this week's show from Down Under. We'll get to that shortly. Let's start the show off with the Scott Weiss Band. He was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2012. He's been performing for 15 years, playing blues, rock and soul. We're going to start off with some slow blues. It's called All Over Again. And then we're going to hear Simmer Me Down. It's the title track from the Scott Weiss Band.
Thank you.
Voice band from Simmer Me Down. Let's get into some rock and blues. This is Kat Reagans. She's billed as a bluesy songstress with rock star flair and a hip-hop heartbeat. She's got some great tunes. We're going to start with Son of a Gun. And you know she's one tough gal because she sings I'll Drop You Where You Stand. The second song we're going to hear is called Truth. This is Kat Reagans from Cry Out.
Thank you. can truly see your face. I wanna see the real you, wanna know your name. I wanna feel what moves you, how you ease your pain. I want to know your truth, truth, your truth. Yeah, I want to know your truth. Altar, I know you lay your burdens there. Who are all the souls you pray for? I'll take up your cross to bear. I wanna see the real you, wanna know your name. I wanna feel what moves you, how you ease your pain. I want to know your truth, truth, your truth. Yeah, I want to know your truth.
Riggins from Cry Out. From the UK, Norman Beaker, well known for his guitar work. His latest release is called Running Down the Clock. We're going to hear Digital Curse, which laments the digital overload we're all subjected to. And then we're going to hear Take Me to Your Pleasure Dome, Norman Beaker, from his release, Running Down the Clock.
I look, the less I see. This world has lost its reality. We rely too much on this computer age, but we're all out of touch. We just don't engage. Something I don't understand, something I don't get. Living our lives through the internet. How sad can this get? The more I listen, the less I hear. We seem to have too much information here. Too much news, some fake, some true. Whichever best suits our point of view. We've lost the ability to converse. It's a curse, and that makes it worse.
touch, the less I feel. The world is feeling so surreal. This modern world ain't so much. When people feel so out of touch, don't let it get any worse. Oh no. All we do is just observe this digital curse. Yeah, this digital curse, and we make it worse. We're all in the same game, and we make it worse. Yeah, yeah. Digital curse. Oh, well, night that night, the night before, knocking at your door, and you refuse to let me in. And no substitute for original sin. Pleasure, no.
Carmen Beaker from Running Down the Clock. Speaking of great guitarists, this is one of the icons of the blues world, Walter Trout. His newest release is called Ordinary Madness. We're going to hear Heaven in Your Eyes and the title track, Ordinary Madness. Enjoy, Walter Trout. Everybody, this is Walter Trout here, and you are listening to some great blues right here at Blues Source International with Mr. Ken Wallace. Thank you.
ordinary madness. It's the everyday kind. It ain't nothing special. It's just there in your mind. It's the sadness and the fear and the anger that you feel every day. It just lays there in your gut, and it won't go away. It's just ordinary madness, and it's here inside of me. Yes, it's here inside of me. It feels just like a stalker that's always around. It's an interior talker just trying to tear you down. It's over the counter and it's under the rug. It's on top of the beat. Yeah, it's an everyday drug. It's ordinary madness. And it's here inside of me. Just cannot find. It hides inside my heart and it escapes my mind. Those who think they know the truth, they might find it odd that the ones who really know me see right through my facade. Ordinary madness. It's right here inside of me. Yeah. It's ordinary madness. Lord, it's ordinary madness. It's right here inside. inside of me too.
Walter Trout from Ordinary Madness. There's a brand new release out from Lucky Dooley. He's Australia's answer to Jimi Hendrix on the Hammond organ. His release is called Double Figures. We're going to hear the Hendrix tune Voodoo Child, and then we're going to have a chat with Lucky Dooley.
Yeah.
There's a new album out. Lucky Dolly's got an album called Double Figures. And joining us on Zoom is Lucky Dolly. Lucky, thanks for coming on.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so tell us the significance of the title Double Figures.
Well, it's basically a celebration of my last 10 years as Lucky Dolly. I wanted to do something special because it was coming up for 10 years, and which I never expected it to be something I might still be doing in 10 years. You know, when I first started doing the Lucky Dolly group, it was, you know, I just had a bunch of songs, and I was keen to try and do my own thing, and a lot of the work, you know, playing with big name artists in Australia was kind of coming to a bit of an end. So, I started doing the Lucky Dolly group, and then, yeah, album after album after album. I've done five studio albums, not including the live ones. And, yeah, so I wanted to do something to celebrate the benchmark of 10 years. So, I decided to call it Double Figures in celebration for reaching 10 years.
So what's on the album then? What can listeners look forward to?
Well, there's a whole bunch of stuff from the last 10 years and a couple of new tracks as well. So I went and handpicked some of my favorites and some of the fan favorites from the albums and some of the tunes that people resonate with the most. And just put together this real cool collection. It was really fun putting it together. And I also got them remastered as well for this album. And then I decided to do two covers as well. One in particular was a cover of a song that I had been playing pretty much since the very first gig, but I'd never done a studio recording of it. And that song is Gimme Some Lovin'. And I did a great fun clip to that too. I managed to get all this footage from all around the world over the last 10 years and sort of half kind of sync it up to the studio version and made this really great collage of the last 10 years. So that was really fun. And then one other cover, which was a tune that people have been asking me to play for a long time, ever since I got my whammy clavinet back in 2012. People would often say, oh, it sounds so much like a guitar. It really reminds me of Hendrix, and the way you play kind of reminds me of Hendrix. And so they were all, quite often they would come up and say, oh, you should do a cover of Voodoo Child. And I'd be like, oh, that's ridiculous. Don't be silly. I can't do that. And eventually I thought, well, stuff it. Let's go into the studio and let's see how it goes. Let's do it. Why not?
How did you get onto the clavinet? It's not something that a lot of people play. It must have been a unique experience for you. How did you learn how to play it?
Well, it's pretty strange, actually. When I started sort of playing keyboards professionally, one of the first keyboards I had was that wasn't the organ, basically, was a Korg X5, really small little electric keyboard, and had piano in it. That's what I'd use for my piano sounds, and it'd have a few other sounds, and I had this thing called clav in it, and I was like, and it was a real funky sort of sound, like really attacky, and like, oh, that's pretty cool, kind of, I feel like I've sort of heard that sound before, but it was just called clav, and then from there, I was asking people, what is this sound on this keyboard, is it a sound that this keyboard has made up, or is it trying to emulate something old? And eventually I found out it was, this fully stringed keyboard from the 70s, the same one that Stevie Wonder would play on Superstition. And just this really funky, gnarly sound of the hammers hitting the strings. And so I was often talking about this clav, and I'd use that sound a lot on the keyboard. And a friend of mine said he was down at a secondhand shop. This is in Adelaide where I grew up. And he saw one in there for $125. And I was like, what? Really? A real? I didn't even know what they looked like. I hadn't even seen a photo of one. And so basically I just jumped straight in the car, went down to this little pawnbroker, this secondhand shop. And there it was. I saw it there and I looked it up and I tried to play it, and it was just going every time I'd hit a note. So it was totally stuffed. I had no idea why, but I thought, $125. I've never seen one of these in my life. And I just, for me, that was a lot of money back then. But I just got it. And then, I really got into it and worked out it was a fully mechanical machine with strings, and slowly went about fixing it up and finding stuff on the internet, or a little bit later on the internet. And yeah, and then it became a big part of my sound, and then I got it modified.
Well, I saw you at the Kitchener Blues Festival. That was a little while ago. And I keep saying that you remind me of a Jerry Lee Lewis on steroids. Was there anyone that you looked up to as a keyboard player when you first started?
Well, I guess initially it'd probably be my brother, I'd say. My older brother. We both started playing keyboards. I guess him, yeah, a couple of years before me. So he was doing really well and getting into lots of honky-tonk piano. And I guess as the younger brother, I was like, hey, I want to do that. I can do that too. So, yeah, I started sort of doing, you know, trying to keep up with where he was at. So, yeah, I'd say that's probably my brother's a big inspiration. And then from there, Jerry Lee Lewis is actually a huge inspiration as well. He was the most exciting keyboard player to me when I was growing up, just, you know, his antics and his energy and just fierce right hand. And then organ wise, I would say like Booker T. I think he's just amazing, you know, such incredible feel and mastery of the Hammond organ. It was perfect kind of schooling for me, I think, as getting onto the organ. And then from there, yeah, later in life, people often, you know, say I remind them of John Lord and stuff like that. But really, I didn't start listening to John Lord until my mid-20s, only because people would say that I reminded them of John Lord. But that was a whole nother trip, you know, when I got into that kind of sound. I was like, wow, this is amazing. And I started checking out all that stuff and getting into more of the heavier rock side of things with the organ as well.
And you've been pretty prolific online. Lots of videos are out there, and you just did a little tribute to Spencer Davis.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I just thought, because, you know, it's probably, I know it's very similar over there. You know, the world's in a bit of a strange place at the moment. So I've kind of had access to this rehearsal room that I've turned into a little bit of a studio, and just been jamming there mainly by myself. And I thought, oh, it'd be great to try and do a little bit of a tribute to Spencer Davis. So I just went in there and I recorded the drums and the bass and the organ, just doing that all myself, and had a little sing over the top of it. And yeah, it's really fun. It, you know, certain good things can come out of this crazy time. And I feel like I've certainly managed to be creative and quite productive over the last 6 months because of it. I do like to, you know, get as much stuff out there and keep working. You know, I've always been a pretty hard worker since I got this happening, whether it's touring or making videos or recording new albums or writing songs. I think I go a bit stir crazy if I sit still too long. So it's been great having this little studio area for me to work out of.
Well, let's hope you can get out on the road again soon, because I know a lot of people around here are looking forward to seeing you back in Canada again, because you knocked it out of the park when you did that show.
That was great. Which year did you come to? Was it last year?
Last year. Yep.
Yep. Oh, fantastic.
It was great. Yep. And everybody was just raving about it. And I think, again, it was your enthusiasm that just drew everybody to you. And they just went, this guy is not only a good musician, but he's a real performer, and he's loving every minute of what he's doing up on stage. And that really came across to the audience.
Oh, fantastic. I'm so glad. Yeah, I love that. I love that concept. I love the idea of, you know, putting the energy out there on stage and, you know, it sort of feeding towards the audience, and then basically them turning it around again and feeding me. It's like this crazy, you know, if all things is going well, it's like a chain reaction. You know, everyone's just sort of vibing off each other, and it just builds the show up to something really great.
Well, it's a great album. Again, it is called Double Figures. And where can folks get a hold of it?
Well, the easiest place is just my website, luckydolly.com. It's got all the links and all the info there. And the easiest way to get to that is just searching any dodgy spelling of Lucky Dolly you like into Google. Doesn't matter. Anything that sounds remotely like Lucky Dolly, just whack it into Google and you'll find my website straight away.
Well, it's been great chatting with you. Thank you so much for your time. And
oh, my pleasure.
Looking forward to seeing you live again, my friend. It's a great performance. So
yeah,
enjoy and keep safe.
Yes, you too. And same to everyone out there. And I hope to get back to Canada real soon. I'm real bummed I couldn't make it this year.
Lucky Dolly.
Well, my time until the rising got my feet on the floor. Crazy people.
It was great chatting with Lucky Dooley. Again, his album is called Double Figures. And that wraps up our show for this week. You've been listening to Blue Source International. I'm Ken Wallace. Let's stick with the Australian musicians. We're going to go out with a little bit of Dave Hall. Thanks for tuning in. We will catch you again next week.
That's all.